So now back to some news that broke within the hour. We're joined by the BBC's Bethany Bell from the BBC Bureau in Jerusalem. Bethany, we have reports of an exploding bus in Jerusalem, which I suspect may be a terrorist attack. What do we know at this point?
Well, the police have told us that it seems to have been caused, this explosion, by a bomb in a bag that was left near a bus at the bus stop, near the central bus stop in Jerusalem, the bus station. The emergency services, the ambulance services have told us that between 30 and 40 people were wounded, four of them critically and others moderately. Now, they have been taken to hospital. What we understand is that there have been no confirmed dead people so far. But what we do understand is that the police are telling us it seems to have been caused, this explosion, by a bomb that may have been left in a bag near a bus stop.
All right, so confirmation there from Bethany Bell of the BBC in Jerusalem that there has been a bus bombing in Jerusalem, a sketchy sort of outline of casualties, no deaths yet, but scores of people wounded and taken to hospital. Now, this is the first bombing in Jerusalem that we've heard reported on for quite some time, but this follows what appears to have been a sort of back and forth conflict and confrontation between Hamas and Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip. Can you take us back the last few days of what's been going on?
Well, certainly there has been an increased mortar fire from the Gaza Strip into Israel, and Israel has had airstrikes on Gaza. A number of people were killed on the Palestinian side over the last day. We understand members of one family were killed yesterday. So there has been a sense of escalation since the last major Israeli offensive into the Gaza Strip in December 2008 and January 2009. It had been quieter for a while. Now, what we understand is that Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has now delayed his trip to Russia. He was supposed to be going there. And he, in fact, heard the news of this explosion while he was in a briefing on that deteriorating situation with Gaza. So this is something I think that will cause a lot of people concern here, particularly given the general uprisings in the Arab world at the moment. It's a time of uncertainty for many people in Israel.
Indeed, setting this latest attack in Jerusalem in context to what's been going on throughout the region, the BBC's Bethany Bell. Now, based on past experience, we can expect some sort of reaction on cracking down on the population of Gaza. What kinds of things might we expect, and have we heard anything at this point?
We haven't heard anything yet. And then, as I say, the police at the moment are saying that this seems to have been a bomb. So this is, early stages in this investigation at the moment. So I think we're waiting to see very much. But it comes, of course, in a time of heightened tension between Israel and people in the Gaza, Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. And Hamas, quite interestingly, in recent days, has claimed responsibility for some of that mortar fire, which it hasn't done in recent months. So I think there is a sense here of something that has a feeling of escalation and a feeling of increased tension.
And quickly, no confirmation from Hamas taking responsibility for this bombing, right?
We haven't heard anything of that so far.
All right, BBC Bethany Bell in the BBC Jerusalem Bureau on that attack, what police say might be a bomb in Jerusalem in a bus. Thank you so much, Bethany.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.